This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about the grace of God, and what could be a better theme than that? Man, we all know that we have done so many things that our consciences told us you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't have said that, you shouldn't have burst out in anger like that. I mean, on and on it goes. The temptations we've given into, all of these things. And you know, our consciences are simply the expression of God's moral law written in our hearts. And so we've broken God's law so many times, we don't deserve for God to reach out to us in love. Sometimes we act as if we deserve everything God could possibly ever do to us, and we deserve a great life, and yet we don't, do we? We deserve God's judgment. And that's exactly what we would get if it wasn't for God's grace. But God, at great sacrifice, at great cost to himself, made a way for us to be forgiven and come into a living relationship with him. Jesus died on the cross, having no sin of his own, deserving no penalty from God, chose to take the penalty for your sin and mine, so that we could have paid in full, written across the list of things that God held against us. God's anger is removed from us when we turn to Jesus and say, thank you for what you did for me. I want to trust you, and I want to receive your sacrifice and your forgiveness that you offer me. And you come into my life and begin a living relationship with me. That is the beginning of everything that can happen between you and God. When you come to that place of recognizing, I cannot do for myself what needs to be done to make forgiveness. It's not that I need to try and be good and do a bunch of good things and go to church and be confirmed or baptized or whatever. None of those things accomplish anything as far as saving me from God's judgment. It's what God has already done that saves me. And I have to just simply receive that by faith, by trusting that what he did for me. And you can express that to God by simply telling him. Say it out loud right there in your car or in your home or wherever you are. God, thank you for what you did for me. I want to trust you to forgive me. And I want to start a new way of life with you at the center of it. Well, that's the response, isn't it, that comes from our heart when we find this incredible grace and forgiveness from God. The book of Isaiah, chapter 6 in the Bible, early in the prophet Isaiah's life, he was in the temple one day and he had this incredible encounter with God, and he saw the greatness and the holiness and the purity of God. And when that happened, it says in Isaiah chapter 6, starting in verse 5, Isaiah says, "Then I said, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I..." In contrast to God, that is, "I am a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." "Then one of the angels flew to me," he said, "with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs." The altar where they would offer sacrifices to God. And those sacrifices were symbols pointing forward to the great sacrifice that would be made, which was Jesus' death on the cross. "And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, and your sin is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." So Isaiah has this incredible experience of God's grace in his life. And listen to his heart's response. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go," and describes the mission he has for Isaiah. Well, that's the response of our lives too when we've been forgiven, is to say, okay, God, what do you want to do with my life? You've done the greatest thing in the world for me, and how can I now express my gratitude to you in a life that is just available to you? Give my life meaning. Use it in what you are doing in this world. Have you ever done that? Why not right now? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.